The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Hello, everyone. Hi, this is Marjorie Wildcraft, and really, really honored to be hosting the show today. Joyce Riley was the one who started this whole series, and I understand that it's actually her birthday today if she were still living. And Joyce was truly she was out there. She really woke a lot of us up and helped a lot of us out, and really miss her a lot. And I'll tell you a little behind-the-scenes story about Joyce. So, for those of you that don't know me, I'll give you a little of my background too. But I've been on the show with Joyce a few times, and I didn't know that Joyce was like a vegan vegetarian. And I'm starting to riff on how animal products are so much more efficient, and, rabbits and chickens and stuff like that. And it's getting just a little bit testy between Joyce and I. And I'm like, I may never get invited back on this show again. And on the break, at the bottom of the hour, we call it, Joyce calls me up privately on my phone and says, "Oh my God," she said, "you didn't know I'm a vegetarian." I said, no, I'm so sorry, but this is what I stand for." She goes, "Well, whatever's happening, we're having the highest ratings we've ever had." So I'm like, "Oh, that's great. I think it's a controversy." Anyway, bless your heart, Joyce. We miss you. We're thinking of you, and, we're still trucking on. The world is still going insane, and but bless you for helping us. So my name is Marjorie Wildcraft, and I know some of you know me because I have been hopping on and off the show over the years. And for those of you that don't, I am the the dubious title of the female leader of the survival and preparedness movement. And so I'm all about the home front. How do you take care of your family? How do you take care of your kids? Lots of guys out there, with the guns and the ammo and what round you should have and all that. And believe me, I love my guns. I spent two decades in Texas, and I am very comfortable with a gun. But I'm really more interested in food and eating dinner. And I've spent many decades studying collapse, going to Cuba, visiting collapse situation, interviewing survivors of all different kind of collapse situations. Argentina went under a while ago, and anyway, it was civil war. And yes, you definitely, violence is going to increase. In fact, we're going to talk about that in the show here a little bit, but you do need to have some defensive skills. But honestly, the military can take a boy and turn him into a soldier in 6 weeks. Like, you can learn the skills to handle a gun pretty quickly. But every one of the survivors that I talked to all talked about food and how hungry they were. So food is the biggest driver in a collapse situation, and food is the most important thing. And so that's the thing that I've always worked on. Plus, it's like the coolest part, prepping, right? Getting out in the yard and taking care of the chickens and harvesting veggies and cooking up delicious meals and making everybody happy. So I love that part. And the other part is home medicine, so somebody's sick, don't go to a drugstore. It's pretty easy to make elderberry syrup or give somebody garlic. I just love garlic. It's like Stefan Bruner wrote the book on herbal antibiotics. I mean, he actually wrote several of them. There's one little thin one I recommend. I think Story Publishing did that. And then there's another one that's like 2 inches thick. And it's the same thing. Herbal antibiotics is the same title. I've got all of them. And this guy really dials into, if this is Streptococcus, baka papa, whatever, he's got the Latin names, then you're going to want to use this plant and this combination. I mean, he's really got it dialed in. And people have asked him, he said, "Stefan, if you were on a desert island and you had only one thing to take care of infections or problems," and he said, "Garlic, hands down, garlic. It's just an incredible antibiotic." I'm gonna riff on garlic here for a second because we're going, and I'm all about solutions. I am going to talk about some of the headlines that are coming up, and actually one of the main points I want to get to you today is I know you're prepping, right? I'm prepping. We've been doing this for years. If you're just joining the show and you haven't, well, start prepping. But what I want to do, and I'm going to bring in some headlines here, it's escalating. It is time. It is time to double down and get serious, take it to the next level, you know, really shut off whatever unnecessary entertainment activities you've been having and focus on preparing. What can you do? And we'll talk a lot more about that. But let me go back to garlic for a second, because antibiotic resistance is a thing. And it'll get to the point where a cut can kill, a cut on your finger, you know, and you get it gets infected, and then it starts traveling up the hand. And, you know, the reason they used to call doctors sawbones back in the day was because when something got gangrene and infected, they would cut the leg or the arm off, and the guys who could do it the quickest, who's the fastest one to cut it off, was the doctor, because you don't want to be in that situation for long, right? So antibiotic resistance is a real deal. Now, all antibiotics basically are just one thing. Like penicillin is just penicillin, right? Tetracycline. Whereas in garlic, I think we're at 35 constituents now. There's probably a lot more. They don't know. We don't know. There's 35 different antimicrobial things, antifungal, antibacterial, anti-whatever. And so, you know, when your average little bacteria goes beep-bipping along and it hits penicillin, well, if you got millions and trillions of bacteria, which is pretty easy to come by, and kind of like our national debt now, right? Trillions, no problem. Some of them are going to get by because it's just penicillin, right? Or it's just tetracycline. Eventually, someone's going to figure it out, and they get around. And I believe that MRSA is actually the genesis that came from the antibiotic resistance from penicillin. So these things, you know, perpetuate themselves. Well, when they come up to garlic, there's like 35 things, right? And so nothing ever figures it out. Like if it figures around one thing, then it gets zapped by a couple of other things. So garlic, Stephen Bruner really wrote a great book. If you're on that deserted island, which we're all about to be on, go get some garlic, right? Or learn how to grow it, too. If you go to garlicmiracles.com, I wrote up a free ebook on that. And I think if you sign up there, too, you'll also get a video I had created by this woman who's an expert in growing garlic on how to grow it. Because I consider garlic to be not only just a superior medicine, but also a survival food. Back in the day, I experience, you know, we all have beans and rice, right? And absolutely, if you don't, go get some beans and rice. Like, and the reason we all have beans and rice is that's the least expensive way to gather a lot of calories quickly, right? So you can buy a lot of rice and a lot of beans. The rice, by the way, if you store it well, will last 20 or 30 years. You're going to go through it way before then. I think we're actually looking at this year, within the next 12 months, the famine is going to be something everybody's talking about. And the beans normally have, if you take care of them, a life of about 5 years. And I have tested this. They just harden up, and they never, like, soften up. You soak them in water, and they're just hard. And there are some ways to deal with it when that's happened. But, again, buy some beans because none of your beans are going to last 5 years, I promise you, because we're there. We're at that point. That's what I really want to communicate to you. We're at this, the tipping point. Was it Roy Rogers says, you go slowly, you go broke slowly until it happens all at once? Well, we're just on the edge of it. We're on the edge of that waterfall. It's about to happen all at once. By the way, I want to let you know, these are, as they said at the beginning of the show, these are my opinions. And this is all for educational purposes, because God knows we don't want to get in trouble with the American Medical Association, which has complete control of our legal system, which, you know, will come after you, right? And they do. But anyway, it is. And I would love to hear from you also. I know we put out a big shout out to the Grow Network and said, hey, we put out the newsletter. So if any of Grow Network members are in on the call, I would love to hear from you. And in the second half of the show, I'm going to just take live calls and definitely want to hear where you're at. So let's talk a little bit about the news, because we're in it, right? And it's happening so fast. It's changing so much. And we're in this current. And I don't think sometimes we don't even realize how fast it's all changing and falling apart and deteriorating. And yeah, so 2 weeks ago, hard to believe. It's only 2 weeks ago, or maybe was it 10 days? Anyway, the whole Trump thing. And I'm going to riff on that, and I'm going to break some hearts here, but honestly, Trump is not your hero. But that thing happened, right? And then I spent, like probably everybody else, a couple of days, and it seemed like every hour there was some new piece of information that came out. It was so titillating, and oh, no, he's not a lone gunman. There was these other shots fired, and then, you know, Mike Adams does the analysis on the ballistics, and then Chris Martinson's done some, and everybody's doing, and it's like, you know, and the main takeaway from all of it is that whole thing has so many holes in it that it is just completely unbelievable. That event was obviously a very well-structured drama. But my first take when I first saw that footage, CNN, right? CNN, who never covers Trump rallies, and they covered that one. Interesting, huh? So that footage, and the first thing that strikes me as I'm watching it is Trump is really not that afraid for his life. And I'm going to tell you, I have been in situations where I have been like an inch of one in my life, or I perceived I was. And you get so pumped full of adrenaline and hormones and whatever. I mean, your body, your whole everything, you are freaking out, like, in a way. And I'm going to tell you, neither did Trump or anybody in the stands behind him really have the level of freak out as if there was really actually a live active shooter and there was any danger to their life. So I do not believe that he was in any danger on that event. And then, so, you know, and he drops down and he comes back up with blood streaks. Anybody seen WWE, Worldwide Wrestling? Yeah, those guys are always having blood. Anyway, pretty simple to do. I'm thinking, why is he talking about his shoes? What's up with the shoe? Like, dude, you supposedly just got shot at, and weren't they on your feet? Why, if they weren't on you, why were you barefoot? Like, what, you know, what's up? Or were they extra shoes? What's up with the shoes? And if you had just come within an inch of your life, or a micro millimeters of your life, are you worried about your shoes? No, that is not a thing. So that was a couple of like, whoa, what's going on here? And then the other thing I noticed immediately was as he was being escorted off stage, there's, you know, all the Secret Service around him, and he's pounding. He's using his right hand to pound down on the back of that one woman, and she's the one in the front where she's bending over in that iconic photo of him, you know, with a fist pump in the air. And I thought, why is he pounding on her like that? Because she's protecting him. She's putting her body and her head in front of his body and his head. And I thought, oh, because she's ruining the photo op. She's ruining the photo op. Her body and her head is in the way of the camera. So he's pounding down on her. He probably knew he couldn't talk to her because he's mic'd up, or, you know, there's all that going on. So I'm like, oh, come on, you know. And then they took him off so quickly. Like, I would expect if it was really a thing, they would be piled up on top of him for a long time. And they did go through the motions of clearing it. That's not clearing. That's not clear, you know. And then they, you know, as he's getting into the SUV, there's another photo op. Like, come on. I also, take a look at that footage again. There's a woman in the stands, and when you're looking right at him, the woman's in the stands, and she's wearing a white baseball cap and sunglasses. And a lot of people later identified her as Janine Disguzzeppi. Looks like Disguise-y. Gotta love the character casting for this, don't you? I mean, and who's that other FBI director that's Miss Cheadle? Cheedy? Okay. Anyway, this woman is behind Trump, and she's off to the right of, you can see her very clearly. So the shots go off. Actually, before the shots go off, she's looking to the right. She's looking right at the gunman. Looking to the right to look several times. The shots go off. She is completely unperturbed. Everybody else drops down and she's sitting upright, and then she's kind of like, oh, everybody drop down. I better. She drops down, and then she's on her phone. Like, but this, she's on her phone. She has her phone, and she's doing something on her phone. I'm like, okay. Well, the mainstream media, when everybody said, oh, she's an FBI director of something or other, and then, of course, the mainstream media immediately goes, no, those rumors aren't true, which kind of makes you go, oh, well, maybe they are, you know, they're denying it so much, right? It's so funny with what's going on with the mainstream media. So anyway, she, first of all, nobody in those stands behind Trump is unknown. Everybody in there is 1,000% vetted. And I can tell you about, was it 20 years ago? No, maybe about 18, 15 years ago. I'm living in Bastrop, Texas, right? Red Rock, and raising the kids, homeschooling the kids. And at that point in time, the then governor of Texas, Rick Perry, was coming through our town, Bastrop, was going to stop at the National Bank for just a little bit to, you know, he was campaigning, right? And I thought, oh, what a wonderful, homeschooling, you know, when you're a homeschooling mom, you're doing everything, right? What a wonderful homeschooling opportunity. So he comes through and he does a speech, and then some people got to get close to him at the end to shake his hand and say what a wonderful job you did. But I'm there with the kids and a couple of other friends, and at least half of that crowd was security. I think at least half, if not more. The people who got to get near him were absolutely vetted 100% ahead of time. They were like super trustworthy, loyal members of the local Republican Party or something like that. But there were layers of, Secret Service type guys, state trooper, city trooper, you know, city police, all kinds of police. But then there was also clearly, you know, the guys wearing the shirts, that the muscle guys that are, it's interesting how those bodyguard types undercover look so obvious. If you guys are trying to fool somebody, this is not working. He was completely surrounded all the time. And this is like, you know, the governor of Texas on a podunk stop as he's you know, campaigning. I'm everybody in the back of those stands behind Trump absolutely were 1,000% vetted, including that woman whoever she is. I think her name is Giuseppe, Janine Disguise. She knew it was going to happen. So I think the biggest thing that really shocked me from that whole event was what influencers suddenly supported Trump. Like, and a lot of, you know, the alternative media people are like, oh, yeah, all the politicians are horrible. They're all owned. They're all controlled. And all of a sudden they're like, hey, yes, I'm behind Trump. Got a little blood on him. They almost killed him. I got to be behind him. I'm like, why? And then, first of all, a lot of these influencers were the ones that taught us how to look at a PSYOP and how to look at it with discernment, you know? I'm not going to name names right now, actually, because I still work with a lot of them. And I get that, you know, there may be time, and we all have known to change our minds or, you know, whatever. So, but that just shocked me. I was like, wow, because Trump is every part of the system, along with Biden and all the rest of them. By the way, they're totally setting Trump up to be a hero. And had brunch with a friend the other day, and he was always kind of a non-political. He's a techie guy, a crypto guy. Always good to have friends in the crypto space. Definitely have lunch with your friends in the crypto space. What's going on? Can you explain this? You know, anyway, he said, yeah, you know, after I saw Trump get assassinated, I'm really behind Trump. And I'm like, why? And he says, well, when you just look at the history of everything he's gone through when he was president, they impeached him twice. And then they, the FBI raids this place in Mar-a-Lago, and then they have these court systems that have, you know, run them through the mill with these different lawsuits and stuff, and now there's this attempted assassination, and the guy's still strong. And I'm like, wait a minute, June. First of all, the Congress that went to impeach him twice is owned by the same people that own everybody else. They're the global cabal, right? They're what control the deep state, or what we call the deep state. They own the Congress, right? That's very clear. You get on Jeffrey Epstein's jet, do something, they got dirt on you, then you can rise and get in committees and raise money and do stuff, right? Congress is owned totally. The FBI, of course, like if nothing else, we all know the FBI is owned after watching that assassination debacle. So, yeah, the FBI, the CIA, all of those, you know, and then the justice. Yeah, the court system completely owned and controlled. So all of these trials and tribulations that Trump has been going through are all orchestrated. They're all orchestrated. The other piece I have on that is, so we all know that everybody big like that or influential has doubles, and Biden has no less than four doubles, and they you'll see on the internet these ear comparisons. And actually, I met a woman who's a holistic dentist one time, and she actually went to school with Biden, elementary and school. And so, and holistic dentists are very good with bone structure, jaw structure, facial structure. And she said, "Oh, I know for a fact that he's most of the time who's up there is not the Joe Biden." That latest double they have for him apparently is like 5 inches taller now. So it's kind of ridiculous. This is tall Joe Biden's walking around. But here's the question for you. If they have so many doubles for Biden, why are all the doubles being instructed to behave as if they have dementia? Why are all the doubles behave, you know, passing gas or wetting their diaper or wandering off or shaking the air or doing all the things? Why? And then, you know, that whole setup with Trump, the debate, you know, that... I'd heard some people say that actually was videoed back in January. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. So Trump is, you know, he says a lot of the things we want to hear for sure. And Tucker Carlson also does too. 3-4 years too late. But, you know, let's not forget Trump also pushed Project Warp Speed through, which now, yeah, all the vaccines, there's lawsuits against all the Pfizer and Moderna and all that, and there's the amount of carnage from the vaccines is atrocious. Honestly, I don't think it's as much as they were hoping it would be. To me in particular, I have one really close family member who's having all kinds of problems with her reproductive area, and sure enough, 2021, I think I've got a thing that'll be in the show notes. Even on the VAERS system, the vaccine injury report thing, which is a part of the government, which is way underrated, the amount of vaccine damage for the uterus and reproductive and the amount of miscarriages and the amount of failed babies in 2021 and 2022, it's just like, you know, there was maybe a few, and then it goes up to 3,500 in 1 year. Right, and you got to remember, those are the only ones that are being reported. So it's way worse than that. So here we are, and I think one of the big trends is it's getting harder and harder and harder to know what's true. And it's very, very clear that our governmental system is completely owned and operated by, let's call them the global cabal, this group. And they have been managing the planet for a long, long time. It depends on who you follow or who you study. And I wish I had more time to look into what real human history is. And I know that'll be a occupation for a lot of us for the decades going forward. But they have much longer time frames that they plan things out on. So was it 1984 or 1986 when Ronald Reagan signed the Act, which gave immunity to pharmaceutical companies for any vaccine damage? Like, what? Was he out of his mind? Was I out of my mind? I didn't know what was going on. I was a lot younger. To give a company immunity from any products they make. Like, that's just completely ridiculous. And totally, you can see them totally forecasting, like, oh yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. They've totally been planning this kind of stuff for long. Their planning time frames are astonishing, much, much longer than what we would normally think of as humans. I mean, humans, a corporation, Jeff Bezos, says his competitive advantage for Amazon is he plans Amazon 7 years ahead, where most corporations only plan 3 years ahead. And so he feels he has competitive advantage. I'm like, that's 7 years. Like, whoever's running this planet, they plan things decades ahead. And that there, that does possibly lend some credence to that they're not human. I don't know. I haven't gone down that rabbit hole too far yet. Would love to hear what your thoughts are on that. Certainly most of the people that are engaged with that whole side of the globe that are involved with working for the global cabal are very, very interested in longevity. They really are interested in, and I am too. Hey, I want to live longer. But so they're here, and they, at this point in time, they own the, not only the government, transportation systems, the financial systems, the food supply, educational system, medical system. Oh my God, I'm writing up some information. We're hoping to teach maybe 35 to 50,000 people the basics of home medicine. I'm doing this project in collaboration with Mike Adams, and I'm gathering all these resources to help people get up to speed, like really, really quickly, on how to ditch drugstores and hospitals, because they're ditching you. But I'm doing the research for that. Rockefeller started that. He did. He was very intentional. It was one of those. It was one of these psyops they did, yeah, more than 100 years ago, and they started putting out a lot of bad press and causing problems and saying that all the natural techniques were unregulated and unsafe. And you know, for sure, there probably were some quack doctors and charlatans. I mean, isn't there in every industry? But they would, like, blow that way up, and then they really started pushing for regulation and certification, and, you know, started pushing a marketing campaign for drugs, that pharmaceutical drugs that were safe and known, and it was totally, they totally forced the whole natural medicine industry to go underground, basically. I mean, to this day, herbalists really are skirting a lot of laws and under a lot of pressure. I think Canada right now is also trying to shut down a whole bunch of herbs and herb suppliers and natural supplements. So we're in a world of hurt because those systems are all now collapsing. But that actually is also the good news, because that means we may actually be able to become free of the clutches of this global cabal. And again, to my point of what I started this whole hour with, what that means is you need to take your preps to a whole nother level, because we're really at the point where the whole thing is imploding faster and faster. And I think we got a break coming up here in just a minute. And when I get back from that, I want to hit a few more headlines and just show you how rapidly everything is deteriorating. And I also want to talk about the Deagle Report, which has a dire prediction for the population of the United States and why I think that that may actually be accurate. So hang with me. Love having you on the show. And, you know, again, let's give a shout out to Joyce. Joyce Riley. By the way, if you want to learn to grow food, which is my thing, go over to powerhourfood.com, and I have a free webinar there where I'll teach you how to grow your own food. And I'm always focused on grid down, hardcore survival. Okay, I'll catch you on the end of this news break.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I am here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Yeah, definitely support the Power Mall. Gosh, times are really getting pretty tough out there, aren't they? We're in a change. We're in a real big change. And you know, those of us that are small business owners, if you've got a small business and you're seeing it, right? You're absolutely seeing it. Things are slowing down. People just don't have the money that they used to have, and they're being very careful. I believe it's more and more and more important to start shifting away from the systems that are owned by the cabal into the people that you really trust and want to support. One thing I'm doing is I'm going to try and figure out how to get a Linux-based computer running for surfing on the internet, because I want to get rid of I don't know if we'll ever get rid of it, but I want to stop using Windows that much. Windows, you know, you get the old Apple and Microsoft controversy. I ended up I've been on both sides. I'm using my Windows now for a while, but I'm like, my God, what is Bill doing with all my information, right? But there are all other alternatives. I'm trying to figure out how can I get on Linux and start surfing and doing that. By the way, that was another news item that I wanted to talk about. Let me see if I can pull up my list of notes here. So while that whole Trump thing was going on, and after I woke up after a couple of days of watching way too much repetitive video and analysis stuff, I'm like, wait a minute. That whole thing just got me, sucked up all my attention, sucked up all your attention. Everybody was involved with it. What did they do while we were focused like that? You got to be so careful. These guys have been doing this for a long time. And I'm going to pull up see if I can pull it. So there was a cyber problem. And again, you just got to love the casting director for this thing. Like, the name of the company is called CrowdStrike. I mean, like, you can't make this up. This is like, if I were to write a book like this, you know, everybody'd be like, oh, come on, that's too, you know. Should I say this? This is a little racy, but, you know, you used to watch the 007 and listen to the names of the characters in the 007 movies, like Pussy Galore. Like, oh, my God. Okay. So CrowdStrike. So this company, CrowdStrike, it wipes out a whole bunch of stuff for people who are using the Windows operating system. And, boy, was that a wake-up call for those people who have their refrigerator connected with an IoT to the Internet of Things and all connected up, so that way they don't have to remember to buy milk, that their refrigerator will know and send them a text message when they're near the next store. I'm like, oh my God, people, do you not have enough brain sense that you can't remember to get milk? I definitely skip things and forget things. Like, let's not kid ourselves, but I don't need that kind of infrastructure. And then they couldn't open their fridge. They had the blue screen of death on their fridge. But, you know, Delta Airlines, gosh, they were down for days. All their flights grounded, a bunch of other flights grounded, banking systems interrupted with. There's quite a few websites, too. I wasn't super affected, but, you know, there were some websites, like, definitely they weren't functioning. So I watched a really interesting analysis from a YouTube tech guy who's, like, that's what he does, is write code for a living. And he says the official explanation about it being this null thing that managed to perpetuate itself through the code, he says that's complete BS, that there's no way that that could possibly happen. There's so many levels of checking, and that's like a junior grade programmer mistake. And there's a lot of conversation out there that, you know, that was just a test run. And I'm paying more and more and more attention to these scenarios that they run. So the Event 201 is kind of a famous one, right? That happened in late 2019. It's sponsored by Bill Gates. It happened to be a global pandemic hit. And how would the world react? And voila, you know, the very next year we have a global pandemic hit. And voila, it follows pretty much the script that they had outlined in the Event 201. So more and more I'm paying attention to these scenarios. And one that has been promulgated heavily and orchestrated by the World Economic Forum, which is, you know, that's the front mouthpiece for the global cabal. Those people are not the global cabal. I mean, they work for them, right? So the Klaus Schwab. Talk about casting again. Like Klaus Schwab should be the evil villain in a superhero, you know, a Superman movie, right? Here he is. Oh, God. It's so crazy. So anyway, that group orchestrated a thing called the Cyber Polygon. And basically where huge chunks of the internet go out, huge chunks of electrical infrastructure go out. You know, it just causes chaos, mass chaos. So some other consequences to that, you know, you might be like, well, okay, well, you know, whatever, the internet's down, we'll all be fine. A lot of grocery stores have all of their inventory on barcodes and using this software. And when they got hit with that outage, they were like, you know, it's just too complicated for our inventory systems for us to sell you anything right now. So we're just going to shut down the store until we get, you know, up and running again. So, no, even if you have a whole wad of cash, we're not going to sell you anything because it's, you know, we can't, our system isn't working. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's really a problem there. So the Cyber Polygon has been something that has been promised. And there's a good indication. There was another one that just happened, too. Let me see if I can find. I had it. Oh, well. Oh, the Pentagon. One of the Pentagon IT service providers was hacked. And a whole bunch of U.S. government secrets exposed. That just happened. Like it, you can check it. I put a link in the thing. It's cybersecuritynews.com. Yeah, so a lot of people are like, they often do a little test run on things, and then see how the reaction is, and then, you know, they're getting us ready. When that Cyber Polygon thing, I can guarantee you they're going to do that sometime. I don't know when, but they're going to do that. So these conspiracy theories, I want to talk about the Deagle Report, because that to me has really started to hit home again in a new way. It's starting to make the rounds again through the alternative media. And I had seen it years ago, and Deagle, D-E-A-G-L-E, D-A-E-G-L-E. Anyway, so deagle.com. I got it in the show notes for you. They're a military kind of a think tank organization. They're funded Rockefeller's CIA. I mean, they're legit, like a part of the machine. And their website has things like, how many F-16s do this country have, and how many Abraham tanks, or, you know, all the, you know, they kind of like do this whole military analysis of the world. And they were pretty famous for a long time. Well, not famous, I would say for quite a while. They had this spreadsheet up where they were doing predictions of populations of countries going forward. And I had seen this and I was just completely shocked. Like by 2025, 65% of the U.S. population would be gone. Like the U.S. population was going to drop by 65%, right? The same, UK, I think, was even higher. It was 77%. And so there's this group, but not all countries, though. Like some countries maintain the same population levels. Well, as soon as, and honestly, just scanning through it, well, I'll explain why I think some of the countries are doing and why aren't they. So as soon as it started to become like those of us who were paying attention were talking about it, well, they immediately took it down, of course. But there are some wonderful people who still have the spreadsheet and have put it up on different websites around the web. And it regularly goes up and down because, you know, I think Alex Jones, bless his heart, I think he's got it right. It's InfoWars. We're in an information war. So, but I did put in the show notes a link to get the copy of the spreadsheet that one of the websites where someone's holding it up. And it looks to me like most of the NATO countries are the ones that are the hardest hit. And at first I was like, there's no way. Come on. That is just like massive. Like that's massive. That's like bubonic plague wiped out 50% of people in different villages across Europe, you know, wiped out 35% of the U.S. population worldwide. Yeah, you know, it's like that's like that kind of an event. Like, that's no way that could happen, right? And I've always kind of shelved it. I also, by the way, you know, I knew about Agenda 2021 back when it was like 2010 or 9, and I thought, they couldn't possibly organize that, you know. And then I'd heard about the global possibility of a pandemic and lockdowns, and that they were going to try and hurt a lot of people with the vaccine, actually kill them with the vaccines. And then that happened, right? Now, regardless of, you know, what your feelings are about COVID, and I definitely believe it's not whatever they were, it was about, the official story, you have to stand back in awe. It was global. And I think it was for the first time the global elites were absolutely playing their hand and letting you know, we have control of this entire thing. Because there were very, very few countries that resisted, and then if they did, it looked like their presidents or their leaders mysteriously got disappeared. So that COVID thing was like, oh my God, this is real. It really is. And sometimes people say, oh, you know, it was so big, there's no way that it could possibly be that way. I'm like, no. The more I learn, the more I realize these guys have been controlling humanity for millennium. Like, really, yeah. We have no idea what our real human history is. They have totally been manufacturing and obscuring or altering to fit whatever narrative they want. Like, that's been going on a long time. Well, let me go back to this Deagle report. So when the COVID thing rolled out, I thought, well, you know, I put the Deagle report in the back of my mind, like, because, you know, it's interesting, but not all conspiracy theories necessarily have to be come true, right? We could, like, you know, there's some that are definitely not happening, or, you know, I don't know. I'm just putting that in the back of my mind. I'm not going to pay any attention to it because, like, what can I do with that information anyway? It's horrible. And I'm doing the best I can prepare for whatever, so it'll include that, I suppose. And when the COVID rolled out, and if you remember, a lot of the alternative media was initially like, yeah, this is going to wipe out half of the population within 2 years. That was a lot of the forecasting. And that did not come to be. Now, it has definitely been devastating for a lot of people. And actually, the vaccines have been way more devastating than the COVID itself. But it's nowhere near like 50% or 65% of the population. Well, the Deagle report has resurfaced again because there was, and I had not seen this before, there was an explanatory letter that goes with the Deagle report that I had never seen that letter. And that letter speaks to that the massive changes in population would occur in the countries that were listed due to financial collapse in those countries. And I thought, oh, my God. And then there was another reference in that letter to that. Populations are set back. But it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I'm looking around at a lot of people, and if we go into hyperinflation and your money becomes useless and you can't buy food, you know, how many people... It's insane. Just last night, I'm dealing with my landlord. I'm about to move, and they were completely freaking out because I had a bus parked in front of the. I'm using a bus for storage, in front of the thing where they drive in to park their car normally, and they were completely freaking out. And they were like, "There's no way we could park our car on the street tonight." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll tell you what. I will make arrangements to. You know, I handled it, and I'm like, I can see that this is your priority." Is to be able to park your car inside of a fence instead of just having it on the side of the street like everybody else does. And I thought, what are these people going to do? When we had a challenge like a cup of coffee cost $100, you know? So we are not prepared for that. And it really is becoming obvious to me that, yeah, that if we have – well, not if. We're going to have some sort of financial calamity, and it – I believe it's going to happen within the next 12 months. And so that would fit in alignment with the Deagle report. We've got all kinds of, by the way, that was Greg Reese who, he does these InfoWars short videos, And I like his reporting. It's usually short and succinct. It's a little 5-minute video. That's about all my attention span is anymore. Bless you for listening to me this whole time. I think I'll get a link to that too, but he talks about the Deagle Report, and you can see some of the references he has in there. But I have learned not to discount conspiracy theories, although I do hold a lot of them with, you know, some open-minded skepticism is the only way to get through this time period that we're living in. And I am deeply, deeply concerned that Deagle predictions are accurate, unfortunately. And again, most of the countries that were affected, I don't have the spreadsheet out in front of me, but are NATO countries, and that would make a ton of sense because they're totally U.S. dollar denominated. And the alternative to NATO is the BRICS countries, right? So I'm sure you've heard that. You've been listening to alternative news for a while. So the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa said, hey, we're tired of the U.S. and NATO domination and the control through the manipulation through the dollar, and we're going to create our own alternative system. You know, Russia got kicked off of SWIFT, and so they're okay. We're creating our own alternative ways to move money around. And by the way, we're going to trade everything in gold and or other commodities. And they've already started to define, like, one barrel of oil is equal 1 gram of gold. And they're already starting to trade with each other. And I think the death of the petrodollar was official on June 9th of this year when Saudi Arabia, which had a 50-year agreement to only sell oil in dollars, no longer renewed that agreement. And so now they're selling oil in whatever they want. You got rupees, you got yen, you got yuan, you got gold, you got silver, you got grain. We're trading in that. And so the U.S. dollar, you know, it's huge. It's a huge thing, but it's almost done. And so there's a mad scramble. And especially you've been listening. I know you've bought some precious metals. Actually, most of us who are preparedness-minded and who have some idea what's going on have stocked up. Actually, I had a gold supplier come up to me and say, hey, you know, could you promote gold on your channel and all that? And I'm like, hey, you guys, you're getting to me. Like, they're like, yeah, you know, all the big influencers are done and gold sales have really dropped. And I'm like, yeah, it's retail gold sales among those of us who are prepared are kind of, we've all bought what we feel like we can need and we're focusing on buying other preps. So anyway, the dollar is almost done, and the consequences of a financial collapse, I had never made the connection of how much of a die-off there's going to be from that. And a lot of it will be violence, by the way. There's a direct mathematical formula. There's a direct equation on when the price of food and the amount of violence that goes on. And they're very, very well known. This has been known throughout history, you know, that when people get hungry, then they riot, the crime goes up. And really, again, as I said, there's mathematical formulas and structures for this. Yeah, you can believe that the Global Economic Forum knows about that and is tracking that. I first saw that on an MIT website called The Cause of Riots and the Price of Food. And there's a direct correlation. It's very simple. So the violence will go up, and you are going to need to figure out how to defend that. But I'd really, really recommend you get some backup food. Maybe on another show we'll do a whole lot on food storage and backup food and how you can do it. You can do it very inexpensively. You know, you can make it happen. So the Deagle Report, as this chaos starts to unfold, did you know, and they're helping, they're wanting to help people, God, Canada has the MAID system, right, M-A-I-D, which is medically assisted induced death, right? So they have legalized suicide and made it available, and they make it an option. I saw this horrible story where this one vet from some military interaction, they were like, hey, look, you know, you've just got so many things going wrong with you. Like, why don't you just do this MAID thing? I'm like, what? Oh, my God. Well, here's another thing. In Switzerland, they've developed a pod. Let me see if I can find the name of this thing. I put it in your show notes. It's a pod, and you go in there, and you can commit suicide, basically. And it costs $20. Yes, $20 to end your life. I'm not making this up. There's a link to it. It's going to be used here soon. They've already built it, and I don't know how they tested it, probably on some poor creature or another. There's a pod, and I can't find the name of it. I'm looking through my own notes. So I think there are, you know, there's a lot of so a lot of intuitives and a lot of psychics have talked about that during this time period there would be a lot of people leaving this reality. And in my perspective is that there's reincarnation is a thing, right? You know, it was very well known. It was actually intentionally taken out of the Bible in 535 AD. There's a whole story about that. But there's still enough remnants of it. You know, Jesus, all of them talked about it. And so I don't condone suicide. But I also, in no way do I condone murder or the things that are going on. All of that actually is in violation. There's one law. There's one law. And that law is do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That there's one law. I believe we keep coming back over and over and over again until we really learn that law really, really well. Okay, some other chaos. I'm going to get into some other chaos, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this. And we're going to, after we wrap up here in just a minute, you know, what are you doing to prepare? And what kind of chaos are you seeing out there? What sort of news stories are you seeing going on? The Olympics. Oh, my God. If I get a minute, I'm going to riff on the Olympics. Like, what a horrible thing that was. Okay, I'll talk back to you on the top of the hour. And, let's get connected.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.